Hey, 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 I hope you guys enjoy these, what I'm calling podcast shorts for my Burnout to All Out community. This is just a little peek behind the curtain of the coaching that goes on inside of my programs. We're bringing to you some of the best nuggets and coaching I'm giving within hot seats of all of our different programs, whether it's our LinkedIn Method Academy, our mini mastermind business basics, all the way up to our higher level mastermind. If you're hearing some of these questions and you're like, man, I wish I could get my burning question answered by Melissa. Hey, guess what? You could be featured on my podcast. If you've got a question that you want answered and you submit it to my team and we pick it, we will bring you here to the podcast for our podcast shorts and do a hot seat with you. Where can you submit your questions? Send them to teamburnouttoallout.co. We'll make sure we drop that in the show notes for our podcast shorts. And I hope that you guys find as much value in these shorts as our clients do inside the program. Need some effective tactical advice that actually helps you get results and makes a real difference in your life and business? You've come to the right place. If you're finding yourself here today, it means you're getting ready to gain serious traction in your business, rapidly multiply your income and impact, and you're ready to make it happen while living all out. Guys, I'm Melissa Hinault, your trustworthy corporate dropout turned six-figure business burnout turned happy and healthy CEO of a multi-million dollar online business. And you're listening to the Burnout to All Out podcast. On this show, we're serving up innovative growth strategies, simple implementation methods to put them into practice, and action-stimulating inspiration tailored specifically for the modern entrepreneur. Let's dive in.
I wrote down questions and it took me to get to question number 7, where I'm like, okay, this is the question I want to ask. So I've been doing all the things. I'm really good at checking off the boxes. So I'm doing all the things with the algorithm. My profile, I think, is pretty kick-ass. I'm doing my posting. I am commenting and liking prior to posting, and nothing has changed for me on LinkedIn.
Yep. Okay. So when you say nothing has changed, what do you mean by that? What has not changed?
I'm not getting any more likes or comments than what I had before. I'm not getting any engagement, even though I'm reaching out. A lot of my communication is done on the DMs where I'm inviting people to my leaders roundtable. But when it comes to just my feed, that's where nothing has changed.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your network growth strategy and who you're growing your network with.
Yeah. So I use a software called Connected, and I'm using that to, I use that to vet who my ideal clients would be. And then it sends a connection, and then I have a funnel. And then as soon as someone responds, that funnel stops, and then I come in and I manually engage and I follow your lead, which I never had done before, which is I leave voice memos now.
Awesome.
So I leave voice memos, but again, that's what I'm doing. That's on the back end. So that my outreach is probably, 900 connections a month.
Okay. What types are they?
What do you mean by types?
Like, who are they connecting with? You said you're using a software, but I'm curious who they're connecting with. Like, what's the ideal buyer persona that they're connecting with?
I'm not sure about the question. The system is set up where I have it set up for like women. I pick the states, I pick the industries, and I'm picking their titles.
Okay. So my follow-up question to this, and I've seen this a couple times with automated software, just because you get 900 connections per month doesn't mean they're quality connections. I've run into this. We had someone last year who was using something similar. And when we peeled back the onion and actually looked at the connections, a lot of them are what we call dead connections, meaning there are people who were added to the network that haven't been active on the platform in over 6 months. So they'll acknowledge the connection, but they're just not really a LinkedIn user. So that would be my only concern is like, if you've added 900 connections this month and you're using the strategies we're teaching you and you're not seeing any changes, my concern would be the quality of the actual connection that you're getting. Because we see this with a lot of automation and we see it with outsourcing someone overseas to do this for you, or even using Navigator to just grow at rapid speed. If they're not active, engaging users of the platform, it's not going to do anything for you as far as visibility with the content that you put out, right? So for instance, if it sends out 900 connections and 600 of them are people who aren't really active on the platform, but they get the notification of the network connection, right? There's a whole segment of people who use LinkedIn just to accept the connection request. And then they'll pop in every 6 months when they like, or every year when they need to update their resume or they're afraid they're going to lose their job, right? And those are not going to be active engagers on the platform, right? All right, guys, I left my corporate career and took everything I knew and built a $1 million business on the internet in just 19 months. And you can too. My name is Melissa Hinault, and I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs escape the corporate cage and create the business and life they deserve. Too often, building a business can be like jumping out of the fire and into the frying pan. Can you relate? Without the right strategies, you can work tirelessly, feel like you're missing out on life, and not have much to show for it. Even worse, you're no closer to finding the freedom that you wanted than when you were stuck in that job. I'm here to change that for you. On May 13th, I am hosting a 7-day virtual intensive for people ready to build a business that gives them the freedom and life they've been looking for. So how are we going to do this? Over a jam-packed week, I'll spend about 90 minutes each day to reset your strategies and build the clarity to drive the results and profits you desire. First, we'll build a foundation of lead generation and audience growth to connect with the perfect people. Then we're going to grow by implementing an optimized sales conversion strategy that drives results. Then we're going to scale your success with an optimized offer ladder and retain clients for longer. And we're going to do this live with hot seats and Q&As to give you the proven processes to build your dream business without the burnout. Best of all, it's completely free to join. You deserve a business that serves you and not one that you have to serve. And when you have the right strategies and processes, you can create a business that does this. Join me free on May 13th to build, grow, and scale a business that will set you free. So that would be my only concern with getting 900 connections a month with automation, is if there's a way you can go back and look at like the last couple hundred and maybe even 100, like do a beta test. Maybe it's the last 50, because that's a lot to look at. But look at the last like 50 people that were added to your network and go to their profile and see when was the last time they posted, when was the last time they engaged. And if the automation is sending you stuff that is like we were talking about earlier, where people haven't been active in less than 2 months, that's going to be a huge reason why you're not seeing an ROI on the software. Then the other thing is, are you looking at impressions? Have your impressions gone up at all?
That's a good question. Let me see. They've gone up only by like a couple hundred. When I was in another community, when someone would post, like, it's all about like who's in your connection. Then when, like what you were talking about earlier, if someone likes my comment and they have a big network, all those people see it. And so I used to have like, I don't know, like 2,500 impressions. Now I have like under 500.
That's okay. That's okay. So what we're going to want to see is, so you've added about 900 connections per month, and your content, is your content the similar in style of what you've always posted? Has there been a shift? Like it's the same?
No, there's been a shift.
Okay. So here's my 2 cents at the end of the day. And I stand by this. We never want to change too many things without enough data, right? I'm still curious, out of those 900, how many are actually active, viable leads that would engage in your content in the first place? So before we assume the content needs to shift or anything else needs to change, I would be really curious to know what kind of network is being added to your network. So do that research. If you go in and you find that, oh my gosh, these are like awesome women who are engaging weekly, they're posting, they're active, then it's like, okay, if you're getting 900 fresh leads of like ideal audience and no one's engaging, then we're going to want to go look at your content and ask questions around the content, right? But I would not knee-jerk change anything that you're doing around your content right now until you actually assess if your audience has actually shifted or if you just have a bunch of dead bodies in your network, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes sense. As today, I was actually going through and manually connecting and sending messages versus using the system for people. So we're on the same wavelength on people who are engaging and who are actively posting as well.
Yeah. LinkedIn, people don't want to hear me say this, but automation on LinkedIn, it just doesn't work that well. I've just seen it go south for most people. What does work well is, I don't know what you're paying for Connected. What's it costing you monthly to use it?
It's 100. So the best way I use it is I use Sales Navigator. So that's 99 plus Connected is 99. So that's $200 a month. And I will say though, for invitations to my round leaders roundtable every week, it's working.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. I know the value of, like, I have a human that does all this for me. And it's a kid who's just graduated college. She's launched her own little social media business. I'm paying her $25 an hour. And she goes in there for an hour a day. And there's something to be said about just like the humanness of like the guidance of what she's connecting with and how she's engaging and pre-qualifying before she brings me leads. But that's just my own two cents. I've never been a huge fan of automation. I know why people use it, but I think that out of all the platforms, LinkedIn is the hardest one to actually get the results that you're looking for through automation.
So what I'm getting from this is, go back to the old school way of doing it.
It's still working for us and a lot of our clients. And that's the other thing is with Sales Navigator, and you say it's working for your leadership roundtables, which is amazing. But a lot of people, I don't know if anybody wants to attest to this themselves, but I get spammed so much with the Navigator inbox stuff. It's just like, I don't even really look at it. To me, it's so inauthentic and feels like not direct to me that it's kind of like the last resort of anything that I look at versus the direct messaging that I get from in my inbox. And Gary Vaynerchuk talks about this. He did a whole chat about this with Sales Navigator. And he said, authentically connecting on LinkedIn and growing your business doesn't necessarily mean like spamming the shit out of everybody using Navigator. He actually used those words, right? And this is, again, I'm just sharing my own two cents because I've built a multi-million dollar business without Navigator, but you don't need 900 people a month over the year to make $1 million. You only need 1,000 over a year of the right people. And when you have 1,000 of the right people, you don't need 12,000 in your network. And as a matter of fact, if you have 1,000 highly engaged women who love the content you put out and are highly active, it's going to create so much more energy in your feed and keep your content top of mind than 12,000 people who aren't engaged, right? So the numbers, it's a different game on LinkedIn than it is on like Instagram and Facebook, where it's like, if you can get 10,000 followers and get the blue check and all these things, and like the algorithms, they don't create favorites like that on LinkedIn. And actually, Bloomberg, there was just an article 2 weeks ago on Bloomberg about this. Like, they just don't favor that type of stuff. But having a niche audience that loves what you put out does create virility. It does create high engagement in the platform. And that's why you can see people like with less than 2,000 connections with a really active feed with a lot of engagement, because they have a super niche audience that really loves and appreciates what they're putting out, right?
Got it. All right. Well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks, guys, so much for listening in on today's podcast episode. And I can't wait for you to see my upcoming guest in the next episode. You are going to love this keynote speaker. Hey, here's the deal. If you liked this, please subscribe and leave a review. And you want the latest online business growth strategies and exclusive LinkedIn pro tips sent straight to your phone? Text the word update to 704-318-2285. That is, text the word update to 704-318-2285. Can't wait to see you guys. Come find me over on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you like to hang. I cannot wait to hear how you are enjoying and applying what you're learning. You guys, reach out to me over on social because I love hearing what's resonating with you. When you reach out to me and you send me those personal DMs, they really do impact the content I continue to bring forward to you. So again, come find me, Melissa_Hinault over on Instagram, Melissa Hinault over on LinkedIn and Facebook. Can't wait to see you guys over there.